In this question, you will listen to a short lecture. You will then be asked to summarize important information from the lecture. After you hear the question, you will have 20 seconds to prepare your response and 60 seconds to speak. Now listen to part of a talk in a United States history class.
Because the United States is such a large country, it took time for a common national culture to emerge. 100 years ago, there was very little communication among the different regions of the United States. One result of this lack of communication was that people around the United States had very little in common with one another. People in different parts of the country spoke differently, dressed differently, and behaved differently. But connections among Americans began to increase thanks to two technological innovations, the automobile and the radio. Now, automobiles began to be mass-produced in the 1920s, which meant they became less expensive and more widely available. Americans in small towns and rural communities now had the ability to travel easily to nearby cities. They could even take vacations to other parts of the country. This increased mobility that automobiles provided changed people's attitudes and created links that hadn't existed before. For example, people in small towns began to adopt behaviors, clothes, and speech that were popular in big cities or in other parts of the country. As more Americans were purchasing cars, radio ownership was also increasing dramatically. Americans in different regions of the country began to listen to the same popular radio programs and same musical artists. People repeated things they heard on the radio. Some phrases and speech patterns they heard in songs and on radio programs began to be used by people all over the United States. People also listened to news reports on the radio, so they heard the same news throughout the country, whereas in newspapers, much of the news tended to be local. So radio brought Americans together by offering them shared experiences and information about events all around the country.
Using points and examples from the talk, explain how the automobile and the radio contributed to a common culture in the United States. You will now hear a mid-level sample response to this question. If this were an actual test question, you would have 20 seconds to prepare your response and 60 seconds to record your response. This is a mid-level response. The speaker has some minor problems with pronunciation, and her delivery is somewhat choppy. While she does sustain speech to complete the response, her speech is somewhat choppy. She does not have the fluency or ease of presentation of a high-level response. She makes many grammar errors that occasionally cause confusion for the listener. Although she clearly tries to use her own words, her vocabulary is somewhat limited. This often prevents her from being able to fully express her ideas. She is able to provide some of the important information from the lecture, but does not provide much detail or support for the ideas presented, and at times her response is inaccurate.
First, automobiles made us to travel and go much more further than the past, so they could travel along other sites in other country, and they could learn other cultures and attitudes. In radio, they linked all American all together with same subject and same song and all kind of news, so people feel same and together, not different with them. So automobile and radio put Americans together and feel they are in the same country.